What's up, everyone? I want to tell you about a car that you are going to love. Check it out. The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, I love that, available dual wireless charging pads ensure that you can take on any adventure. So let's say you're ready to take the family on a camping trip or something like that. The Santa Fe is perfect for you. You've got all-wheel drive. You can load everyone up in the third row. It's time to start being adventurous, and you need the right car, and that's the Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. It is week three, and we have a trade. Cam Akers going to the Minnesota Vikings, a swap of late-round picks between the two teams. And Alexander Mattison, you are on notice. They've got a little bit of a competition here, and the Chargers come into town this week. So Heath Cummings is here with me on this bonus podcast here. Who's the better one to roster rest of the season? What do you think? That's a pretty tough question to answer, I'd say, right now, but give it a shot.
I think it's a very easy question to answer right now. For this week, at least, both are must rosters. We need to see how this shakes out. And I'm afraid that Akers might be inactive his first week there, but he does have familiarity with the coach, Kevin O'Connell. He was with them in Los Angeles. I would anticipate that this week, Mattison is going to be the lead back. And if he gets off to a good start against a really bad Chargers offense, he might just keep it for this week and be a fine number two running back. I would presume long-term Cam Akers is the better option just because they already had Alexander Mattison and they chose to bring Cam Akers in, and Akers does have the prior relationship with the head coach, and Madison's been pretty awful this year. I do think it's fair to remember, in one game, Cam Akers was arguably worse than Mattison has been this year.
Yeah. I did kind of a career comparison for the two. And really, neither of them are all that impressive. The first 2 years of Madison's career were actually pretty good. But the last two and then the first two games of this year have been really bad. We kind of gave him an excuse because he had tough matchups. But, this is the Chargers. This week should be a lot easier for him. But, yeah, now we've got this competition. Now, the question is, the Vikings have not had a committee in a really long time. So does this become a committee, or do you think one of these guys will hold down the fort?
I don't think that the long-term history of the Vikings committee situation is that important with O'Connell there, but
no.
I think it really just depends on if the coaching staff thinks there's one thing that another does better. The thing is, it's not like you could have a pass catching running back. Somehow this team throws the ball 78% of the time and there's just no pass catching value at all for the running backs in the offense. So that's probably the first point. Is that if Cam Akers wins this job and is the clear RB1, it's your upside's probably low-end number two running back, I think. Because I don't think the defense is getting better. I don't think the offensive line's going to get a whole lot better. I think they're going to throw the ball 67% of the time at least. But I think you're looking at low-end RB2 upside for both these guys. And maybe it's a 60-40 split in terms of who's most likely to have it happen first with Akers, but I don't want to drop either one right now.
Yeah. And that's just a couple of things that you may have heard on the podcast recently. This morning I said, what do you think about buying low on Alexander Mattison? Here are a few reasons why you should do it. You should ignore that now. Don't buy low on Alexander Mattison. But also we talked about the possibility of dropping Cam Akers. I think I put him on the drop-o-meter. I honestly don't remember what the number was, but don't drop Cam Akers. Don't drop Mattison. Don't drop Akers. It's not great, and we'll see what happens. But I think that's it. I mean, we don't really have to analyze this anymore. Let's see it play out.
The only positive I would say is that Cam Akers has multiple times in his career been benched by his head coach or just completely fallen out of the running back rotation. And Mattison before this year was a career backup. So it is possible for either of these guys to completely disappear and the other one to be a feature back.
What a strange way to say it. The only positive is that there's so many negatives that there might actually be a positive in this situation. All right. Thanks, Heath Cummings, for jumping on this bonus podcast. Thank you all for watching and listening. We'll be back tomorrow morning. Dave, Jamie, and Heath will talk about it a little bit more, and we'll preview the AFC home games. Thanks, everybody. See ya. perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive football stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com.